Do you know what the greatest gift was that he received on Pentecost?
Pentecost, the disciples, thanks for putting me on, Edna. I hope you've heard some of what I've been saying. I'm not going back. Just before Pentecost, the disciples had been huddled in a room, frightened, fear of the Jews because of what happened to Jesus. And they had been told by Jesus before he ascended to heaven to wait. And sometimes waiting is quite hard, isn't it? Do you find waiting? When mum and dad tell you to wait, is that quite hard? But they were obedient and they waited. And because they waited, suddenly there was a whoosh. There was a whoosh. And the sound like a mighty wind filled the room. I love that. To represent the wind rushing through the room. Thank you, Matt and Catherine and others who have done amazing decorations around here. And as we saw on the cake, flames of tongues landed on the disciples and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit represents God with us. That's what we remember, actually, on Christmas Day. God with us. It's not someone standing beside us, but it's God living in us, guiding us, helping us, strengthening us, comforting us, giving us courage. And then something amazing happened next. The disciples left that room and they went outside into the streets of Jerusalem, where we've heard there were visitors from all over the world, and started telling the good news of Jesus Christ in every sort of language. And each person heard this good news in their own language. Now, can you imagine that? They did not in those days have any translation apps, which we find very helpful when we go abroad, at least I do. They had no subtitles. And yet everyone understood what the disciples were saying. And that was the birth or the beginning of the church. The church is not a building with stained glass windows and bricks and all the other things we can think of when someone talks about church. No, church is a gathering, as we are here today, of God's people. So today we celebrate the birthday of God's people, the worldwide church family. Now, I wonder what the Holy Spirit does for us today. I've talked about it giving us courage and strengthening us and comforting us. Here's one way to think about it. Who likes flying kites? Anyone here fly kites? What happens when you try and fly a kite and there is no wind? It falls on the floor. Exactly. It flops about, sadly. But what happens when the wind comes? Flies in the sky. It sometimes dances and soars, doesn't it? It can look really beautiful when it's a windy day and you see all the kites flying. When the wind comes to us, like kites, it suddenly transforms us from perhaps being down on the ground, unable to fly, and then the Holy Spirit comes and fills us and sets us free to be the people that God has created us to be. The disciples, before Pentecost, were fearful, huddled together in that upper room, Spirit comes, and they're thrown out into the streets with courage and conviction and belief that what Jesus had told them is true. And the same Spirit is with us all here today. So the Holy Spirit, I suggest, helps us to love people that we might find difficult. It helps us to forgive others that we might find difficult to forgive. This is my personal experience. It gives us courage to go into places that we perhaps wouldn't go ourselves. It helps us to be kind. The Holy Spirit helps us to pray when we don't have any words to pray. And my goodness, as we look on television or listen on the radio, however we get our media and see what's going around the world, I don't know about you, but sometimes feel speechless, just haven't got those words. Holy Spirit gives us those words to pray. And the Holy Spirit also reminds us that God is always near to us and in us. Sometimes we think we have to be important, we have to be sort of missionaries or Christian leaders or something to be able to do something different for God. And that's not. God uses normal people. The disciples were fishermen. Some of them were fishermen. Some were tax collectors. Some had other professions. But God uses ordinary people like us. God used those ordinary disciples to go out and change the world. And he uses us today to do the same. So, whether you're children, whether you are teenagers, whether you're parents, grandparents, or great-grandparents, every single one of us, God will use if we allow him to. Sometimes we think we haven't got much to offer. And when I was thinking that, do you remember there's the story of the little boy who offers to Jesus a few loaves and fish? And what does Jesus do with them? How many people does he feed? Well over 5,000, well over, with that little offering that little boy gave to Jesus. So however young we are, we can offer to Jesus what we have, and he will do immeasurably more than we can imagine. So today, as we celebrate Pentecost here at St. Mark's, maybe God is asking us, what kind of church do we want to be? What sort of church do we want to be? Do we want to be a church that keeps quiet and stays hidden? I hope not. Or a church filled with courage and joy and kindness and forgiveness, who long to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those in our parish and community and on our front lines, wherever God calls us. Being filled with boldness, as the disciples were that day at Pentecost. Because the Holy Spirit, as given to those disciples that day, is given to us too. And God will use every one of us with our different gifts and our different skills and our different experiences. He will use us if we offer ourselves to him. So, today let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate the birthday of the church. And celebrate that God still works through ordinary people like you and me. Today, may we go out here with our hearts on fire for God's love, ready to share that love in the broken world in which we live. So let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your love. Give us courage to follow Jesus, kindness to care for others, and joy to share your good news. Help us to be your church in the world today. Amen. Now, as is normal, we've got a few questions coming up. Now, if you don't want to engage with these or on your table, that's absolutely fine. But if you feel comfortable and would like to, there are a few questions you can think about. If the Holy Spirit is like the wind, something we can't see but notice, where do you see signs of God's Spirit at work in people today? For the younger children, you might think of what kind things have you seen other people do? The disciples went from being frightened to being brave. Can you think of a time when you needed courage or when someone helped you feel brave? And Pentecost is called the church's birthday. What small thing could we do each this week to help show God's love to others? You might just want to choose one or two. Let's just spend 5 minutes just reflecting on those questions.
Okay, so perhaps if you're a family, you can continue thinking about these questions over the day, maybe over a meal later on today. Continue thinking, what impact is the Day of Pentecost going to have on our lives here at St. Mark's? So we're going to stand, if you're able, for two more songs of worship, and then we'll finish with a final Pentecost blessing. So let's stand.
To age, she stands.
down the walls and the barriers. Holy Spirit, come and fill us afresh.